Welcome to the North Valley's own Jerry O'Lennon. On KKXX Life Radio, this is Live Local Talk.
All right, we're going to continue our discussion, as we have been every Wednesday for the last few weeks, about perseverance and grit and self-control, things that the Bible considers a virtue, a positive characteristic, and things that we should be striving for. Dede Hansen of The Growing Place is my guest. She is a marriage and family, licensed marriage and family counselor over at The Growing Place. Good morning, Dede.
Good morning.
Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
We've been analyzing various scriptures, talking about, and just summing up, God wants us to persevere. It creates blessings. It makes us stronger. It makes us better people, and we see examples of it. And you gave an example a couple of weeks ago about Brian Anderson,
yes.
A person who came back from war, an American who lost both limbs, half of an arm, but said he's going to continue his life, and he has blogs. Brian, by the way, B-R-Y-A-N, Anderson, A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N, easy to look up and find out some of his writings and how he's able to continue his life. That's perseverance above and beyond than the kind of perseverance that we in our regular daily lives have and complain and moan about, and maybe we shouldn't be.
I know. I'm so convicted of all the complaining I've done in my life.
Well, I am too.
I'm trying to turn a new leaf by God's help.
Yeah, I think that's something that we all probably should do.
We
complain a lot, and we have really nothing to complain about.
No.
So we're going to continue with the next scripture.
Would you like to read it in Hebrews?
Yeah, this is Hebrews 10:36. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. Well, that's great. That's God's promise.
If
I persevere, I get something good comes out of it.
That's right. So sometimes we're doing the will of God, but doing it isn't enough. We have to persevere in doing it, which means a long term. It could be a very long term mm-hmm. thing. Think of a man, for instance, who maybe is unhappy in his marriage,
mm-hmm.
and he's married to a woman who just is not interested in him.
Okay.
Romantically, or, you know, this is just a hypothetical.
Mm-hmm.
And yet he knows that God wants him to stay in the marriage, and he knows he's not going to divorce his mm-hmm. wife and leave his kids in a broken home situation. So this scripture is there to give him hope and to give him strength. God is saying, you've done well so far. Keep it up. Keep persevering so that when you've kept my will, you will receive my blessing. You've received what I've promised. Now, being a marriage and family therapist, naturally my mind goes to a marriage relationship.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it can go to any area of life where we're tired of persevering.
Mm-hmm.
We're tired of waiting. We're tired of waiting for the promise. How much longer do I have to wait
mm-hmm.
for what it is you've promised me?
Mm-hmm.
And this scripture is saying, okay, you're in the will of God. You're doing what's right. Keep on.
Mm-hmm.
You think in the Psalms, how often David or the other psalmists wrote, how long, O Lord, how long, you know? Because sometimes persevering involves really long-term stuff.
And maybe we don't know, using that example, somebody going through a marriage which is not, bells and whistles and fireworks, and it's just a day-to-day thing, a mundane relationship, and they're unhappy, but the spouse says, I'm going to stay in this. You know, there's no physical abuse or anything like that. It's just a bit mundane. There's not a lot of love there. So he said, I'm going to just stick through this out because this is what I promised God. This was my vow, and this is what I need to do, and there's kids involved, and we're going to stick through it. And so they go through it. There's no joy. There doesn't seem to be any reward with that perseverance. And God says there is, or there will be.
Yes.
And so how does somebody who, and there could be millions of other examples, maybe it's a job that they're unhappy with, and they're saying, I'm going to stay in this job because it makes money, and it allows my family to be happy, et cetera, and it allows them, to pay the bills, et cetera. Where does the reward come in? When does God say, okay, here's the reward?
Well, I have to, I'm smiling, you and the listeners can't see that, but the therapist in me is like a little imp right now and saying, if you're in that situation, go to marriage counseling.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, there's something you can do about it.
You know,
you're not stuck in that.
Mm-hmm.
But there are times where we are stuck in situations, like let's say the job.
The job would be the better example,
the job,
I think.
You know God wants you there. You know you have to bring the home the food, and there's no joy.
Mm-hmm.
There's no nothing. So what I would say is find your joy in doing God's will.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than in the work itself. Or ask God, change my attitude so I can have joy.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I just have a rotten attitude.
Mm-hmm. So we're talking about perseverance, trying to find examples of perseverance in our daily lives that where this applies, where, as the scripture says in Timothy, if we endure hardship, we will reign with him. If we deny him, he will deny us.
Yes, yes.
That was the previous.
That's what we talked about last week.
Yeah, you need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you'll get his promises.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So it's already saying, you're in God's will, go. You know, it's like standing on the sidelines
mm-hmm.
for a marathon runner, mm-hmm. because perseverance is about marathons.
Right.
And saying, go, come on, you can do this. You can reach that finish line.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going. And then the next scripture we're going to look at is also from Hebrews, Hebrews 6, 10 through 11. And we want to talk about both of these today. Mm-hmm. Would you like to read that
one? Sure. God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown him as you have helped his people and continue to help them. We want each of you to show the same diligence to the very end so that what you hope for may be fully realized. That's Hebrews 6, verses 10 through 11.
Yes. So even in a church context, even among Christians or faith-based people, when we do what we believe is right and nothing changes and maybe even gets worse, we are tempted to begin to wonder about God's
faith. We'll can follow up on that thought right after we take a short time out.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught.
Welcome
up
to KKXX Life Radio.
Life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes.
This is live local talk.
All right, welcome back to the show. We're talking about perseverance, and the last thought going into the break, Dee Dee,
it's about God's character. I mean, this scripture from Hebrews 6:10 through 11 says, God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown him as you have helped his people and continue to help them. And sometimes, you know, when we're persevering, think in a church context. You serve at church. Maybe you're the one who cleans the bathrooms, or you're the one who washes the dishes, or
mm-hmm.
or you're the one who teaches the little ones, and you just feel so unappreciated.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it's all volunteer work. Nobody says thank you for what you're doing. And week in and week out, it's really easy to get discouraged. And then maybe if it's a more serious issue, mm-hmm. like my dear friend Steve, you know, who died of brain cancer, You are tempted to wonder about God's character. Like, mm-hmm. God, where are you when we need these things? And this scripture is there to say, God is just, he is holy, he's not going to forget you, he's not going to forget your work, he's not going to forget the love you have shown him as you help his people and continue to help them. And now you're in the middle of a trial that's very difficult. You're being tempted to get down on yourself and to feel like mm-hmm. you're in a rut. And God is here to tell you, persevere. Persevere, keep going. You're going to reach that finish line. Don't give up now.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of us need this message. I know I do.
Mm-hmm.
We're all waiting for something that hasn't happened yet, you know? Mm-hmm. And so it's very encouraging to me to read these scriptures and to apply them to my life.
Well, as your life as a marriage and family counselor, how long does it take for you to get into these topics when you're discussing a couple's problems or an addiction or whatever it might be? I'm guessing those are the two big areas that you really probably get into, addictions and
I deal more with relationships.
Relationships.
I don't have a lot of addiction clients right now.
Okay.
But I do have some.
Okay. But I guess
how soon is the client ready to tackle the real
issue of perseverance?
Yeah. You know what? It depends on the client. Mm-hmm. One of the things I ask a client during the intake is about their readiness for change.
Mm-hmm.
And clients who are ready for change, who come to me, walk in the door the first session, they've had it with the way things are going, and they're ready for a change, they tend to go deeper and respond more quickly than the client who comes in and just feels befuddled, and any kind of change you try to implement, they resist it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that client can still get out of his difficulties, but it's just going to take longer until he realizes, hey, you know, I'm not doing anybody a favor by clinging to this problem.
Yeah, do people think that that there's a magic pill that you can take or some a potion where you just say, bingo, things are going to be good one day?
I think we all do.
Yeah.
In some area of our lives, we all have that. We may call it God's miracle.
Yes.
I'm praying for this miracle that will magically, instantly change me and my husband, and we'll live happily ever after. That doesn't happen very often. That's very rare.
Yeah.
But we usually have to persevere.
Well, sometimes it's interesting because sometimes you don't know if you're going down, people are going down the right path. You might be thinking, okay, this is what I'm supposed to do because I'm doing it, so God must want it because I'm doing it. So as long as I'm continuing to do it, so this is what must be what God wants.
What I say is ask God if you're not sure.
Mm-hmm.
And if you say, well, I don't know how to hear from him, he can interrupt your life in such a way that you can hear from him.
Hmm.
Like if you say, God, am I supposed to be at this job? And the next day you get fired, there's your answer.
It's a good way of putting it, yes.
So you go, okay, thank you for answering that. Now, you know, what's the next job? Lead me to the next job.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You know, I know young men and athletes. I have had the pleasure of teaching 37 years of church school and spiritual formation to young people. And in almost every class, there's the athletic one.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes early in their career in high school, they come down with physical issues, or they begin to realize, you know what, I don't have what it takes to continue in this.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they come down even with life-threatening issues. And when I see that happen, I see God's hand in that. I see God saying, I want to change the direction of your life. Mm-hmm. When I was in high school, I wanted to become a ballerina.
Mm-hmm.
And I was told you can do it if you develop your character. You have the physical ability, but you need to become tougher, because I was very, very sensitive. And I remember I had 5 performances to do at school and at the ballet company.
How old were you at the time again?
I was 16 or 17. Mm-hmm. And in one of the performances, I broke my toe.
Mm-hmm.
That put the end to dance as a career for me.
Yeah.
And I think that God may have had something to do with that. He knew that was not the direction that I should be taking.
Mm-hmm.
I broke my toe. I never got back into the physical shape. I went off to college shortly after that. I mean, I was 1 week before I graduated from high school, I turned 18. My mom had placed me in school a year early. So I was not only the smallest person in the class, I was the youngest person.
Mm-hmm.
But when I went to college, I took dance classes there, and I continued it as a hobby, but I knew it would never be a career.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes God does that. You know, he speaks to us through our circumstances, through things beyond our control.
We're going to take a break. Gidi Hentz or The Growing Place. If you ever want to learn more about The Growing Place or Gidi, what they offer there, go to tgplace.org. We'll be right back.
Welcome to KKXX Life Radio. This is Live Local Talk.
All right, welcome back to the show. But we just get so engrossed in some of these discussions about perseverance and positive psychology, and it gets pretty deep. And trying to ask her, I think part of it really, Gidi is a marriage and family therapist licensed with The Growing Place, is trying to decipher the will of God.
Mm-hmm.
If somehow God would come down and just say, this is what I want you to do, and make it really easy, then I think it would be an easier decision, wouldn't it?
But we all have moments in our lives where he actually has done that.
Mm-hmm.
The important moments where we've encountered God and we know we've gotten an answer. Sometimes we just need to persevere in our prayer life, mm-hmm. and in asking.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm really frank with God. I don't put on airs. He sees me as I am anyway. What's the point?
He knows what's in your heart.
What's the point of acting? And I'll tell him, God, you know, I'm insecure. I'm unsure about this. I'm not sure which way I should go. I think you've told me this, but maybe it was just me.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe it was an evil influence. I don't know, God. I need you to show me again.
Yeah.
Make it so clear that even I cannot doubt it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great way to pray. I've mentioned Erwin Lutzer before, and he gave a sermon a few weeks ago, and he talked about praying and how the importance of prayer. But he also said something that made me interesting, and maybe this sort of applies to us when we make decisions, in how we try to persevere. God listens more closely to those who cry out for Him. There's a difference between praying and crying out to God, literally crying out.
Yes.
Is there a difference?
Well, I don't know. I can't speak for God or how He listens.
Right.
But maybe it's when we're crying out, we're the ones who are being more sincere and more open.
Right.
Maybe it's not God listening more or less, but it's our listening more.
That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah, because I don't think God, you know, I think He listens to everything with equal love and attention.
Right.
You know, even the foxhole prayers, or, you know, the prayers of people who don't really know if there is a God or not. I don't think He has a list where He says, I'm going to listen to these people and I won't listen to those. I think He listens to all of it. And He responds in the absolute best way to whatever it is we pray or put forth. And He works with us where we are to bring us to where He wants us to be.
And really, again, it comes down to really having faith in that what's happening in our lives is being guided by God, that this is what He wants.
Mm-hmm.
And still, it's still tricky because you want to believe what you're doing is right, but maybe it's not. Talking with you about this has been interesting because, as I live my own life, and I know maybe other listeners will go, see, I understand what he's saying here. You're never certain with any degree of certainty that the decisions that you're making are what God would want you to do. I don't know if there's no definitive certainty with that.
I have certainty about certain decisions.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think God wants us to have confidence and trust and certainty.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that we cultivate. Mm-hmm. We can't create it ourselves, Jerry.
Right.
None of these virtues are of our own making.
Mm-hmm.
They're gifts from God.
Yeah.
And so we need to seek God. You know, you may want to pray, God, I need confidence to know if I'm in your will or not.
Well, how does somebody obtain perseverance? How does somebody get it?
Just live life.
Mm-hmm.
It'll come your way. God will make sure it'll be in your path.
Mm-hmm.
We shouldn't go out and look for hardship and make our lives more difficult. Life is difficult enough without us trying to make it more difficult.
I think we said it last week that most of life is difficult and requires perseverance.
Yes.
It's those rare times where you're like, oh, gosh, we went on a nice family vacation, or we had a nice dinner together with friends, and it was a really good time. Those are the I mean, you want as many moments of those as you can. You try to get a few of those every day if you possibly can. But unfortunately, the perseverance is always present throughout life in some way or another.
And I know for myself, I'm in a growth period with positive psychology, applying it to my own life,
mm-hmm.
and trying to look at things more positively than the way I have up mm-hmm. until now.
See, I find that funny.
I notice that when I am more positive, it's easier to persevere.
You know, it's a good point, because I have a hard time seeing you as somebody who has ever been somebody who is downcast and negative.
Oh, I had major depressive disorders.
Mm-hmm.
I was so unhappy most of my life until I came to the Lord at the age of 28.
Mm-hmm.
And even after then, I had so many emotional and spiritual issues. I had issues with God's character,
because
I had a very traumatic childhood. And I just felt God had abandoned me, and I was not sure if he was a good God or not.
You know, I feel guilty of saying this, but I feel better that I know that you have those problems. Again, it's the old saying, misery loves company.
It humanizes me. I am a human being. I've fallen. I've sinned. I've regrets that, you know, choices I've made, things mm-hmm. I've done. But I am what I am, as Paul says.
And so you persevered.
And I persevere, and I know that God loves me, and his grace is with me.
Mm-hmm.
And he can take all the wrong I've done and make something beautiful out of it. Even right now,
mm-hmm.
there may be a listener who's saying, oh, Giti's never been depressed. Are you kidding me? I
mm-hmm.
lived 28 years of depression. I know all about it. And I still have to fight it to this day.
Mm-hmm.
I have to fight when it tries to sneak up on me
mm-hmm.
and snare me. I have to fight negative thinking when it tries to ensnare me.
I'm going to remind you, Giti Hansen, at The Growing Place, if you ever want to give her a call, if you're looking for a marriage and family counselor licensed, you can give her a call at 588-0448. You can also go to tgplace.org.